I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we want to celebrate this opportunity to walk into a new month. And this is God's blessing. We are talking today about open door design. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 to 8, Jesus is saying, I have opened a door before you that no man can shut. And indeed, the door is open. And God is doing an amazing thing in our lives. The last 2 months and this month, God is even going to do greater things. And so we're talking about three things. Number one, access into divine favor. Number two, access into divine fellowship. And thirdly, access into divine focus. Let me start with the first one, because God indeed has designed us for amazing things. And that door is open. And the access that has been given, first of all, is into divine favor. The Bible says in Psalms 102, verse 13, and he says this, you will arise and have mercy on Zion for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time has come. Favor is very important. The Bible says in Luke chapter 2, verse 52, that Jesus grew in stature and in wisdom and in favor with God and man. God has designed us for favor. He did not design us for failure. He designed us for favor. He did not design us to hit dead ends. He did not design us to be limited. He designed us for favor. And this access has been given to us through Jesus Christ, because Jesus himself is the door. John chapter 10, verse 7, Jesus said, I am the door, and the sheep are able to come in and go out and find pasture. But secondly, we're talking about access into divine fellowship. There's a very interesting verse in 1 John chapter 1, and John is talking about the fellowship that we now have with the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what he says in 1 John chapter 1, I read from verse 4. The Bible says, and these things we write to you that your joy may be full. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we will lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And so access has been given us to fellowship with God himself. And this was only through Jesus. Jesus said, I'm the way and the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. So we were designed for an open door. Access into divine favor, access into divine fellowship. But thirdly, we have access into divine focus. What does that mean? We have been designed to see like God. We want our eyes to open. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 says, what eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, what the heart has not conceived, God has prepared for those who love him. And indeed, God wants us to focus. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 says, write the vision down so that those who read it may run with it. God wants us to see like him. We have been given divine favor so that we can prosper like God. We have been given divine fellowship so that we can know God. But we have been given divine focus so that we can see like God. Let me read a verse in Genesis. This is about Abraham, because God wanted Abraham to see things from a completely different angle, because he was challenged because of the circumstances around him. But there's an amazing verse that says this in Genesis 13, 14. And the Bible says this, and the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward, for all the land which you see, I give to you. We have been designed to see like God. And it is my prayer that this month, as we have this open door design, remember this, you have access into divine favor. In other words, prosper like God. You have access into divine fellowship, get to know God, and you also have access into divine focus, see like God. May God richly bless you. Amen.